I'm going to notice what I see now standing at stage left, and that is our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Sunshine and a high today of 80. Tonight, not as cool because of clouds, 55 to 60. By the way, Marshall, did you see the strawberry moon this morning?
No.
Oh, well, it's not too high up. This is the lowest full moon of the year, and it's almost just above the horizon. So I don't know if you're going to see it tonight because of the clouds. But tomorrow, there's a chance of a shower or two, mainly in the morning. Then in the afternoon, it'll turn partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday will be hazy, humid days, mid to upper 80s. Either or both days could have a late-day thunderstorm. And that kind of pattern continues at least through the middle part of next week. And I will say it again, I'm still not liking the pattern for late next week and the long holiday July 4th weekend.
Well, it looks like we might have inclement weather.
That's the way it looks. I don't like it. I don't like the upper air. I don't like how it's setting up, but we shall see. Usually what happens in a case like this, you need to get a good cold front to come down from Canada, not so much from the Midwest, come down from Canada and suppress all of the unsettled moisture to our south. Sometimes it does happen. Sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes when it does happen, it happens a little too late. Like, for instance, maybe by Monday, the actual 5th, which a lot of people have off. You know, and everybody will say, huh, what good is that? You know, that's the day we have to come home. Well, I don't know what to tell you, but no promises for late next week and the weekend. Well, just wait and watch and see what happens.
Well, you just have to deal with it. Come on.
That's it.
Just deal with it.
There's a lot of people I know that just look so forward, you know, to fireworks and stuff like that. And if it rains and they can't do the fireworks, then they're all sort of depressed. Me, I could care less. I could go to sleep during the fireworks.
I mean, I like fireworks. I like to see fireworks. But on the 4th of July, it's just kind of cool what the history of the 4th of July means. And if you're around friends and you don't get to go to see fireworks, it's one of the true holidays. It's like Christmas. Even though on Christmas you're celebrating the death of Christ, you're celebrating Christ. It's a holiday that brings joy and happiness, okay?
Right.
The 4th of July is that same type of holiday. I mean, we have the real important holidays where you have to remember, like, Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Those are different types of holidays. But July 4th is truly a holiday that you can rejoice. And if you don't get to see fireworks on the 4th of July, they'll be rescheduled. You still get to rejoice the fact that you're in America, the greatest country in the world.
Period.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's just what it is. I mean, we celebrate a lot of holidays, you know, and a lot of foolish holidays. I mean, Parents' Day, Grandparents' Day, Best Dog Day. I mean, those are all fun holidays. But of the serious holidays, this is one of the few that you can, even though it's a serious holiday, you can get out there and rejoice of our independence.
So. I totally agree with you. Totally agree. More people have to think of that than anything else.
I'm finished with my sermon. That's my sermon from the mount this morning. From the
there
double.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
Yep. Now, I got up this morning. Now, I've lost another 2 pounds. I'm down 82 pounds.
Excellent.
Now. But I got up this morning, and as I swung my legs off the bed, I looked at the lower portion of my legs from the knees down, and I said, what the hell is that? And I looked at my left leg, and I looked at my right leg, and I'm starting to lose so much weight that my legs look like crepe paper. You know, there's lots of little folds in the skin on the leg.
Yeah.
So that means, you know what that means. That means
I'm
going to have to start exercising. But
yeah.
But I looked at it and for a second I got a little shocked. But then I said, oh. But then I thought, well, I just saw this commercial on TV with these beautiful 65, 70-year-old actresses that are using this lotion to stop what they call the crepe paper effect.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, to put off possibly having to exercise, maybe I'll try.
Maybe I'll try that
on my legs.
I know if my former doctor, who, as you know, still is in the house of detention, waiting for a sentence 3 years later, if he were here right now, he would say to you, Marshall, don't buy any of that junk. Just moisturize.
Moisturize,
moisturize, moisturize. Yep.
All right.
That's what he would tell you to do. So just do that. And, of course, try to exercise more.
Well, it's hard, though, because I'm eating so much less. I mean, I'm only eating anywhere between 1,200 and 1,600 calories a day.
That's great.
But it also, you know, it takes your energy away. You don't have as much energy.
Right.
But what I'm hoping for is when I get the knee fixed, you know, eventually, and I've lost this weight, then I can get out there and start walking again, and then things will all readjust back when I can start, you know, to do that.
And yeah, that's a very, very good plan.
You know, and
I think it's a very good plan. And I admire you. I think you're doing a great job. So now, what is it, like 82 pounds now, right?
82 pounds,
that is
yeah.
phenomenal. That is really, really
and
good.
That
alone has to encourage you to keep going.
It does, but it's funny because it started out as a diet, but it's no longer a diet because now it's been going on for 15 months. It's going to go
into your way of life, yeah.
That's right. And if I sit down, and let's say I make a salad, and I make the salad too big, there's times I can't finish what I put out to eat. So it has become a way of life, so it'll all straighten itself out one way or the other.
Yeah, well, you know, as you continue to do this, the stomach shrinks. So it gets to a point where, you know, it's telling you, I'm full, which is really, you know, the way to do it. And then, you know, you could cheat a little here and there, but for the most part, if you stick to your plan, I think you're doing really well. So that's great. And, you know, look at it this way. By the end of this year, the way you're going, I bet you you'll lose at least another 10 pounds.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Isn't it too what's happening with Britney Spears?
You know, I just can't believe that.
Now, I know why they did it at the beginning, and she went along with it at the beginning, but my God, that was 10 years ago when she was a kid and she was being taken advantage of. She's a woman now. She hasn't done anything crazy or nutty in the past 8-9 years. Let her take her life back. She doesn't need her old father being the conservator of all everything she does.
I totally agree with that. I guess she's still in the spotlight, but I didn't think she was as much in the spotlight now as she used to be.
She's not, she's a woman now. She's not a kid.
Right.
You know, let her take over. Let her be responsible for her own life.
Yeah, it's really crazy, some of the stories you hear.
Well, you know,
really, really crazy.
You know why they did it at the beginning? To protect her, because she was young and she had millions of dollars. And they didn't want,
mm-hmm.
But that's long ago. She's no longer that woman. She's a different woman. I don't talk much about the news like that because it's not super. But when you see somebody's life being controlled, it's got to stop with her. I hope she wins her court case. I really do. All right.
When we find out about that?
Probably in the next couple of days.
A
judge will be the one that decides.
Okay.
A judge will be the one that decides. So anyway, see, we're up in Miami-Dade, an 80-unit condominium. One side of it collapsed.
Do I ask why?
They don't know yet. It just happened.
I asked my friend Len when he was here, because he lives in, as you know, Palm Gardens.
Yeah.
I said, Lenny, I just have a question to ask you about the houses down there. How well are they supported to withstand hurricanes? He goes, well, Pat, he said, my house is built with solid concrete. So the walls are filled with concrete, she goes, but the roofs are not. He said, none of the roofs down there are. I said, what? He said, so a one or a two, you may be fine. He said, but if a three comes or better, And he said, that's big trouble. I said, so there is no one there that is guaranteed for their house to stay if a Category 3 hurricane hit. He goes, absolutely not.
Well, no, because I knew somebody that that owned a condominium, I mean, right off the ocean, in Florida. And the way it was designed so it faced directly to the ocean, and it could withstand Category 1 or 2. But if a Category 3 or higher came, what would happen is whatever hit the front of the condominium would flush through the front wall, and the back wall would give way, so the building would still stand, but they'd have to put on a new back wall, a new front wall, and then rebuild the interior. But the building would still stand, because down there, if a building gets completely demolished by a hurricane,
right,
you can't rebuild it there.
You can't rebuild. He was saying that when you live in Florida, 6 months of the year, you live in fear. He said, and that is the summer because of hurricanes.
Yeah. Oh, well, we don't live in fear with our forecast, though.
We sure don't. So go out there and be fearless and get the sun and take a nice little walk today, Marshall.
Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check at our tri-state forecast.